This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue to study 1 Peter 3, 15 and 16, let's amplify the third point under the focus of these verses, being prepared to give a persuasive answer about our hope in a hopeless world. The third point is a persuasive response to inquiring minds. Dr. Wiest, in his commentary on 1 Peter, writes, "The words give an answer are the translation of a Greek word used as a legal term in the courts. It means literally to talk off from, and was used of an attorney who talked his client off from a charge preferred against him. He presented a verbal defense." In the context of these two verses, Peter gives instructions about how to live when facing persecution and malicious slander. The ones asking for answers were not friendly inquirers. They were ruthless accusers challenging their faith and threatening their lives. When facing attacks, the tendency might be to fight fire with fire, but that's not how we should respond. Our reasoned response should be presented with gentleness and respect. The word gentleness or meekness is described in the Wycliffe Bible Encyclopedia. It does not include timidity. Meekness does not mean weakness. Rather, it suggests controlled and bridled strength. Other adjectives describing this quality are considerate, unassuming, courteous, and humble. Paul put it this way in 2 Timothy 2:25. When opposed, we should gently instruct, in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth.